You have to renew your mind that your source is Jesus and he's in here for everything in life. Glory to God. And if you're still thinking outside in instead of inside out, then you're still living just the same as people that are not even born again. Amen. And if the doctor can't fix it, what are we going to do?
Jesus is the answer to any problem, and he lives inside you. Today, Kenneth explains the simple plan Jesus gave us to speak and release God's blessings. So stay with us for this Believer's Voice of Victory to be strengthened in your faith.
I want to talk to you for just a few moments about faith. So let's go over to the 11th chapter of Mark's Gospel. You can't talk about faith without talking about the 11th chapter of Mark. This is Jesus' classic teaching on faith. Now, Jesus spoke to a fig tree, and 24 hours later, that fig tree was dried up. And the Bible said it dried up from the roots. So when they walked past by that tree 24 hours after Jesus had spoken to it, and they saw that it was completely withered away. But when they walked by 12 hours before, they didn't say anything. So obviously, you couldn't see what happened to the tree because it started in the roots and came out. Spiritual things are inside out. I said spiritual things are inside out. It's the inside man that got born again. Not the outside man. The outside man's coming. Our day is coming. You know how we know that? Because Jesus got a glorified body. And anything the head gets, the rest of us gets. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. It's coming. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, we're inside out then. We were raised to think, speak, and act as outside in people. Everything that we were taught and trained this way, everybody was, that everything we need was out here and I need to get it to me. The government has it, or my kin folks have it, or the company I work for has it, but I need to get it. That's outside in. But when you got born again, the man on the inside was recreated, and all things became new, and all things are of God, and the kingdom of God is now on the inside of you, and everything you will ever need is in the kingdom, and it's in the blessing, and the blessing is in you. But you have to renew your mind that your source is Jesus and he's in here for everything in life. Glory to God. And if you're still thinking outside in instead of inside out, then you're still living just the same as people that are not even born again. Amen. And if the doctor can't fix it, what are we going to do? And people that know that God heals, but do not know how to appropriate that healing, are still in the same position, crying out to God out here for the healing of my body, or the financial increase that I have to have here to get out of this debt mess and all the rest of this stuff, that this poverty or whatever else it is. I'm still out here trying to get it to get it, and all the time it's on the inside. And all the time, my words, just like God's, will create everything you need. Isn't that wonderful? But now we got to go to faith school and find out how this thing works. Amen. I learned very early, at a very, very young age, that I didn't need to be trying to fly an airplane without some instruction. You don't want to be doing that. Well, the same thing is true with the laws of the Spirit. That's the reason God put teachers in the church. But when the teacher can't fly either, well, I ain't go there. I'm not going to go there. Amen. So let's look at it. Jesus demonstrated that. Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Jesus answering said to them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. He immediately responded, have the faith of God. For whosoever, look at it carefully, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, where? In his heart, the inner man, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Believe where? In his heart. Believe what? That those things which he saith shall come to pass. Jesus did not put the emphasis on the believing. He put the emphasis on the saying. That's what's hard for people's mind. Because you understand more about believing something than you do saying it, and it makes any difference. You not knowing the spiritual laws, you don't know that you're a product of what you've been saying. Hallelujah. So, therefore, because of that, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. This hit me some, well, let me just say recently. I don't know exactly how long it's been. How simple that really is. How really simple. What did he tell you to do? Believe that those things which he says comes to pass. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. Believe you receive when you pray. How do I do that? You say, I believe I receive. It is that simple. You have to have help to misunderstand that. It is that simple. Brother Hagin was, he was talking about a man that pastored years and years ago in Fort Worth. And I never did hear him preach, but back there years ago, I went to one or two, I think, well, I don't remember. Anyway, that doesn't make any difference anyhow. But I knew who he was talking about, is what I'm saying. And Brother Braun had sugar diabetes. And he Brother Hagin went to see him and conduct another meeting. He did something like seven different meetings in his church. And these were meetings of long continuous, 3-4 weeks at a time. And he was no longer taking insulin. And he'd been diabetic for a lot of years. And he said, "What happened?" He said, "It finally dawned on me what you've been saying all this time." Well, actually, it dawned on me what Jesus said. All Jesus told me to do was believe I receive when I pray. And he said, "The rest of it's up to him." So he said, "You know, I get up early in the morning. I go to my prayer room somewhere around 4:30, and I spend several hours in there in the Word, meditating in the Word." And he said, "I go in there, and I turn to Mark 11:24, and I say, 'I believe I receive my healing for sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus. Thank you.'" Now, it's difficult to shut up. But Jesus only said 9 words to that fig tree. 9 words. "No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever." 9 words.
"Yeah, but Brother Copeland, if Jesus only needed 9 words, that means probably I'm going to need 900, you know, because I mean, that's Jesus."
No. "Whosoever say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea.'" Equally 9 words. And mountains are bigger than trees. I just thought maybe you'd like to have that. So he said, I say it every morning, and I'd go out there. And then he said, "I say it during the day. I just thank you, Lord. I believe I receive my healing for sugar diabetes. I believe I receive my healing for sugar diabetes. Thank you, Lord. I believe I receive my healing for sugar diabetes." And he just kept saying it. 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 And a couple of years went by, and he just kept saying it, and he just kept saying it. He went to the doctor for a checkup, and the doctor said, "You still taking insulin?" He said, "Yeah." He said, let's check this out. And then later he said, "I've never seen this happen before, particularly somebody your age that's been diabetic for this many years, but something has happened to your pancreas." He said, "It's producing quality insulin, Led. Again, just forget the insulin." He didn't feel anything. Of course, God's presence was wonderful. But now, and I've done this same process for years, and I know, man, you get to thinking, "Oh, this is taking a long time. I wonder what's going on. I don't know. I'm just coming to see." No, you got out of faith and started wondering. "Well, what is it, Riley? What is it your problem?" "Well, you see, Brother Copeland, it's not working." Say again? "It's not working." "You said that because you believe that's coming to pass. It isn't working. And you're getting exactly what you said." It's the moment that you are absolutely certain it isn't working. It's when you say, I believe I receive my healing right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord." Amen.
Amen.
"I believe I receive my $10,000. I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. Thank you, Lord. I believe I receive it." Well, I just don't understand how come just a few little words like that. Well, can you understand this? Do you think it would affect you in any way physically if I took a lemon and just bit down into it? Some of you can tell it right now. Huh? I talked about my son. I told him, I said, now, John, leave that knife alone, son. That thing's, and he's just a little boy. I said, now, leave that alone. If you want to play with that knife and so forth, that's fine. But I want to be there when you do. And I put it up. Well, I heard him scream a little while later, and I went in there. And it's my fault. I should have put it somewhere. I thought I already had put it in a place where he couldn't get to it. But I had forgotten he's part monkey. But anyway. No, Gloria, I didn't mean that, baby. And... But he got that knife, and he got it about half open, and he got his little thumb in there between the blade and the knife, and he's trying to get his thumb out of there, and he's sawing on his thumb. Do you hear yourself? All it was words. But it affected you emotionally. It affected your physical senses. Your physical body repelled from it. And in some cases, you could actually sense that. It hurt. And now, I'm not going to leave John in that mess. I ran in there and got him up and took him in my arms. And immediately, he just fell asleep. God literally put him asleep. And I got that knife off his thumb, took hold of it, and I walked around the kitchen and just praying in the spirit and blessing him. And the bleeding stopped, and within a couple of days, it was totally healed. But I wanted to prove to you something. See, your spirit being, for lack of a better way to say it, and it's late and I got to get it said, so I'm going to put it where you can understand it. Your spirit being has inner parts. You have spiritual guts just the same as you have physical guts. I'm not trying to be vulgar here. You know, the scripture said, and they, particularly in the King James translation, talks about being moved by compassion in the bowels. Did you ever wonder why in the world they put that in there like that? Well, you do it all the time. I do. No, I don't want to talk about bowels. Yes, you do. You felt it in your guts. That gut feeling. Same word. They were just trying to be nice about it. The same thing is true with your spirit, man. You have spiritual organs. You have... that simulate the word. And the word will take care of different situations. There's a healing word. There's a prospering word. Huh? How does it know? I wanted you to see that because words are the biggest thing there is in the realm of the spirit. Because God is the Word. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the only thing that separates you and me from the rest of this creation is because we can choose and speak words. Yes. Hallelujah. And there are certain words that trigger your spiritual innards. Fear is one of them. And we've been taught and trained by the devil to use fear consistently, constantly, all the time. Well, you know, that just scares me to death. Thrill me to death. You coming over tonight? I'm afraid not. Why didn't you just say no? Because we've been trained to speak fear words. Faith words sound funny until you learn
faith works. But when you speak God's word, you put God's word, you're obeying Jesus. You're saying what he said, say. And when you say it, immediately your spirit comes on the line to produce what you just said. Faith is released. Now, faith may be feeble, it may be weak, but it's there, sugar. Just keep saying it. Glory to God. Keep feeding on the word. Keep obeying God. I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my raise. I believe that we receive what we need in this family financially. Well, don't be guessing at it. Find out what the amount is and establish it. Not what you can barely get by on. You figure out everything that you possibly need to satisfy every debt, to satisfy everything that you need to do, what you need to do that God called you to do, and then put a prosperous amount on there with it. Go before God and find out from him. Well, I just don't see how I could come up with that. You can't. That's what's wonderful about this. If you could come up with it, God gets no glory out of it. And then don't allow any dream, any idea, any thought. Don't allow anything from anybody else. Don't allow the very slightest thing contrary to that dream come out your mouth. Not ever again. And if you do, fall on your faith and say, no, 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 sir. I believe I receive. I don't know how to cut this off. Oh, my. You remember what Jesus told Thomas? He said, Thomas, quit being faithless. He said, you have believed because you have seen. Now, Jesus said, blessed. Don't use the religious form of that. Don't say blessed. He's talking about the blessing. Blessed are they who have believed and have not seen. When that's what releases the blessing is when you decide to believe this. And I believe it and I say it. I believe I receive it. I believe that. I choose to believe 1 Peter 2:24. Glory to God. I choose that. And I believe I receive my healing. You just release the blessing. It might have been kind of a small release, but it always works. Keep feeding it. Keep feeding it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. I will never, ever again call Thomas doubting Thomas. No, no, he left there believing Thomas. Blessed Thomas. Amen. Say it. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I have a measure
of the same faith that created the heavens and the earth.
I have a measure
of the same faith that raised Jesus from the dead.
I have a measure
of the God kind of faith.
I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
God's faith is alive in me.
And it's getting stronger every day.
I'm getting stronger every day.
I have faith in God.
I believe God.
I believe I receive.
I believe I receive.
I believe I receive.
And I shall have it.
I shall have it.
I shall have it.
Jesus told me to believe that.
I believe it.
And I forgive.
If I have aught against any.
I'm a forgiver.
I'm not a condemner. Oh, the wealth of heaven lives on the inside of me. And I'm not about to allow unforgiveness to choke my faith and stop me in this place. No, I'm going on to victory. Victory is mine. Well, stand up and shout, somebody. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory.
This message you heard today is so important because so many Christians just mentally agree with what they hear from God's Word, but they haven't actually released their faith. And how do you do that? By speaking God's Word over the situation. And we want to help you understand more about this. That's why we have this great gift for you. It's a CD series called The Word Works. And it's all I need. Now, Brother Copeland, my grandfather, teaches in this series why God's Word is guaranteed to bring results when you plant it in your heart. Now, the same way that a seed is planted into ground, the same way that seed knows what to do and it will produce results, the Word of God knows what to do when it gets planted in your life. It will produce results. So if you want to get a hold of this, all you have to do is call us or visit our website, kcm.org, and request this CD set. We'll send it to you absolutely free. Now, this today is offering day on our broadcast. Now, of course, you know this. You are welcome to partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, send an offering anytime the Spirit of God moves on your heart. But what we like to do is set aside this special time to come into agreement with you over the financial seed that you're sowing into this ministry. Your offerings are having an impact, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. And that's why we come into agreement with you. Father, I come into agreement right now with your people and our partners who are sowing into this ministry. I speak the blessing over their life, and I believe they are increasing more and more, them and their children. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, thank you. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for getting on board with us to preach Jesus, to preach faith in God and faith in His Word all over the world. Thanks for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. This is the time for miracles. Receive all God has for you in the great year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.